responsibility.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the show. You can bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line joining you tonight. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to actually create the content on the site, so what you see there was submitted by listeners like you and then voted upon by listeners like you. The more votes, the more likely it's on the front page. Go and see it, freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Pizza Guy is still on with us in Fargo. Pizza Guy, you were kind of telling us the story about how you were at one time a socialist and then kind of came to the ideas of getting rid of the coercive state. Do we still have Pizza Guy?
Yeah. And,
gotcha. Go ahead.
Well, you know, moving forward here, I've spent a lot of time being an anarchist and, or, you know, and a non-government person. And, yeah, what I've come to realize is that people are weak and stupid, and they do need governance. people don't make the right decisions. And, you know, taking a little bit off the top to fund a government works just fine, because when you're taking that money away, fiat currencies, Keynesian economics does work, is what I've had to reteach myself, not for the reasons the school teaches, but because, and this is the key point, and it's very, very important. There's no reason a value for an activity should be any amount at all. So if it's 50% less or twice as much as what it turns out being in the free market, it doesn't matter as long as its price relative to other options is proportional to its value in the market. So if you go through and tax everything at 50% and take that value and spend it on anything, it doesn't really make a difference as far as the function of the market. And that's what Keynesian economics was going at. Now, when you have a system backed by force, a monopoly of force, that's always going to corrupt itself and,
yes,
and turn out evil. But as long as you can do it voluntarily, right, so I've had to come back around to supporting governments because there's a lot of really good things they do. But I think...
Really? What is that good thing that it does?
It provides boilerplate options for idiots.
Boilerplate options.
But how do you feel about the idea that there would be less idiots out there if there wasn't this humongous safety net for everybody to fall back on? Like, I don't think that human beings are naturally idiots. I mean, obviously, we were superior in many ways, and when...
If human beings weren't en masse naturally stupid, we wouldn't have the system and the situation and the corruption we have today. People would be informed and stop the corruption before it grew. There's a wealth of history out there. People could have learned and studied. Take a look at the Afghani war. People, get this. People believe that 50% of Americans believe that Iraq attacked us on 9/11.
Sure, there's a lot of ignorance out there. I mean, no doubt about it. But I guess I'm just the kind of person who doesn't look at people and think they're stupid. I just think that they're busy with other things. And I think that a lot of those people are very, very smart in certain areas. Like, I don't know how to fix my car, but my auto mechanic is pretty damn good at it. I don't know if he knows a whole lot about, you know, issues and Keynesian economics or whatever, but that doesn't mean that he's stupid. It just means that he's ignorant on those topics, just like I'm ignorant about auto repair. But I'm curious. You're saying that you think you need government because people are stupid, but you also admit that there's corruption because of the power. So what is your plan exactly?
It's for that power to be voluntary. And I'm sorry, you're right. Stupid is that I still have that teenage angst in me, even though I'm like 26 now. I want to insult everybody. You're right. It's ignorance. And it's nothing. It's nothing to be ashamed of, and it's not looking down on people. People are just, by their nature, ignorance of everything.
So what is it that you want to see happen exactly? You want a voluntary state?
Well, yeah, of course. I'm still on board with you guys, and I'm still, I guess, technically a voluntarist. But I think that saying, you know, no government is the best just isn't going to cut it. You know, I sit around and I see these people just making ignorant decisions, and it's better to be part of a group. It's better to have a collective bargaining situation, to be a part of a union.
I think that what we've talked about on this show is the opportunity for voluntary governments. I mean, that's what I see as an option. Look, I'm basically your small government guy. I'm not 100% sure that this whole voluntarism thing should work, but I do think that it's immoral to tell somebody that they have to participate in a particular system just because they're in a, you know, somebody drew a shape on a map someplace and said, this is where you live, so we're going to take money from you. That's immoral as far as I'm concerned, and that person should be able to opt out. But
first rights land are next to impossible, though. I mean, if you have property rights on land, there's always, and this has always been my biggest weakness in my libertarian arguments, is land and children. How do you draw a first premise saying this land gets to belong to somebody? That, I mean, there's tombs and tombs of it written about it. That is next to impossible. Why not let it be owned by some collective group? How is it less legitimate to say it's owned by a whole group rather than to say, this individual got there first, and so he got to draw a line and then say nobody else gets to live on his land. I mean, they're both completely de facto claims, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that you're right that people can, lots of people can lay claim to my land, but nobody's particularly tried. I think that the town in which I live is illegitimate in the sense that they don't provide me services. I could take advantage of their services. I could send my child to their government indoctrination center if I wanted to. I don't happen to live on any of their roads, even though I've got to pay for all of their roads. I live on a state road. So the town just takes money to pay for other people's, these communal driveways they call roads in my mm-hmm. town. They clear snow from those things. Their little library is nowhere near my house. I don't use it. I mean, everything they've got, I don't use and don't particularly want. Their fire department, I volunteer on it to be part of my community. How much should I pay for this service that I haven't used and have volunteered for?
My point is that you haven't provided me any services, but why don't I live on your land? I can make just as much of a claim to the land as you can or as the city can. What I'm saying is
I've got pieces of paper, you know, and I've money is changed hands.
Yeah, your pieces of paper, what do they mean? There's no, I mean, the state has pieces of paper too, and we can all drown in a bunch of she said with paper, but none of it proves anything and has any kind of a first principle.
Well, it does prove that there's been a chain of custody.
Homesteading is probably the best. I mean, homestead.
Well, he had to go.
He's got to go. So homesteading. This has been Murray Rothbard spent a lot of time explaining this, and I'm certainly not going to be able to do it on the radio. But essentially, if you use a piece of land, you develop a piece of land. You're the first one on it to do such a thing. Then that becomes your piece of land. Yes, many pieces of land, wars have been fought over, and people have died, and
Sucks.
Those pieces of land end up in other people's hands. I think great examples currently are the Palestinian and Israeli conflict that's going on. There's the Cuban situation, where plenty of Cubans have moved to the United States in the 60s, and they believe that land. They're still alive. These people are still alive, and the land is in the hands of somebody else. And it's got to be really painful, but at some point or another, that land's just stolen, and how do we make that right? I don't think there's any way to possibly make it right. If the people that did it are dead, the people who took it are dead, and how do you reclaim that? You can,
I don't know.
There's no way to do it.
I don't think you can. Yeah, you can bother with that. It would just be so time consuming to try to figure out who has some sort of rightful claim on what piece of land. And you know, to go back to your point about you've got papers for your land. These papers show chain of custody over a long time, many,
yes,
you know, generations, and they very carefully have demarcated where your property begins and where it ends. And And, you know, these are all things that you can point to show ownership. And these are, you know, the idea of property is valuable to human beings because it helps us be better creators into the future. If we have things that we know are ours, we can put them to use in the way that we think is best. But if everybody claims the, you know, the right to sleep on your property and there's nothing you can do about it, that kind of ruins the whole process. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared. Now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com. Spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything that you would like at 855-453. More bombings, not necessarily in this country, But elsewhere, well, there was actually one in this country. A dude blew himself up in his front yard. We can tell you about that here in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about Bitcoin 2013, something for you to put on your calendar for approximately 1 month from now.
Yeah, it's from May 17th through the 19th in San Jose. It's going to be our first live remote out on the West Coast. I'm excited about it.
Yes.
But I'm not just excited about doing a remote on the West Coast. I'm excited about meeting all the folks, the Bitcoin-y folks that are going to be at the convention. There's going to be all kinds of things happening, and I'm really quite thrilled with the opportunity to go there. People from BitPay and Coinbase and Nerd Tribe and BitInstant and Facebook and all kinds of different liberty organizations and Bitcoin organizations and luminaries in these crowds are going to be there. And I think it's going to be really exciting. And they're going to be talking about what's the future of Bitcoin going to look like? What's the future of the world going to look like with Bitcoin in it? And I think that there's going to be opportunities there to be had for the bold, bold that sees the future of payments. Go right now to Bitcoin2013.com. Get your tickets. There's even a T-shirt contest there. So if you've got the graphic skills, I don't know what the prize is, but Bitcoin2013.com. Go check it out.
All right, 855, 450 free. A string of attacks in several parts of Iraq killed 46 and injured almost 300 earlier today. Upsurge of violence came as Iraqis prepare to go to the polls for their first election since the withdrawal of U.S. troops. Officials said bombings hit 12 different areas of Iraq, leaving 46 people dead and making Monday the country's deadliest since March 19th. So bombings going on all over the place, not just in Boston. Also, a man in Costa Mesa has blown himself up. We'll tell you more about the Orange County man and why he may have done this. 855, 453. But to get back here to your calls and your thoughts, I wanted to kind of jump back real quick, even though the pizza dude is off the line. He had to go. He's delivering pies or something. He was calling about kind of coming back around to the idea of the state and some sort of voluntarist version of the state, which I liked better when you call it like voluntary government, Mark, as you might advocate here, because it seems like the state has inherently within it this definition of coercion. The state is a coercive group of men and women that are forcing their way on others without others' consent. And so voluntary government, I think, makes a little bit more sense. But his reasoning for coming back into that, into the idea of wanting to have government, it sounded real snooty until I started to point out, well, hey, I don't call people stupid. I think people are ignorant about different things. And then he kind of backed down from his position that, oh, people are so stupid that they need to be told what to do and they need to be this and that. And
I think that people become stupider as they're constantly told what to do. I really believe this.
More stupid.
Stupider. Haha. That's funny.
No, but you're right. Sure. You're talking about how when they're told by some authority how to live, that they become reliant
right.
on it.
I mean, the reality is that human beings were not made to... I mean, we were able to take care of ourselves. We were obviously a superior species, right? So it doesn't make sense that people are just... Human beings just by nature are dumb or something like that, or the majority of them. This is from generations and generations and generations of padding and being told what to do.
Throughout human history, the 9,000 years that we've had some organization like a state, this group of people that impose violence upon other people in order to keep them subjugated in this way, it's sort of a master-servant relationship, and that's what it basically sprang out of. Is in the 9,000 years we've had that, we've seen a slow lessening of the noose, and every single time that noose has been lessened, think of the English Revolution and the ability for people to believe in all kinds of religions on the same piece of ground. Are you kidding me? Papists in England? It'll be anarchy. And the idea of, getting rid of slavery in the South. Are you kidding? Black people free? It'll be anarchy. Who'll pick the cotton? And, the idea of women voting? These people are ignorant. Are you kidding me? It'll be anarchy. Every single time you talk about a little more freedom for a group of people, whether it's a whole group or just some particular minority group, It's always, we can't do that, society will crumble. And we could look at it throughout history. So far, all the little freedoms we've had, society hasn't crumbled yet. Yeah, some governments come and governments go, but that's an argument against states, not an argument against human freedom. So, for me, I don't think this can all happen on one day. I think that it would truly be anarchy at that point, but you know, how can't we make an argument against anarchy currently? Everybody's all upset about a bombing that went on in Boston that killed two people and injured a couple of dozen. You know, over in Iraq, the country that that the United States destabilized about a decade ago, there were 300 people that were injured in bombings today, and you don't hear about anything about that in the news. Yeah. So this sort of myopia and hand wringing, it's all misplaced in my mind.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Ladies first, Melissa's calling from Mark and I's hometown of Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. It's Melissa, your former co-host of the show.
Melissa.
That Melissa.
Yeah, that Melissa. Long time no speak with, guys. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. I know it's bad to come on air losing voice, but it just so happened to be.
But here you are. It's so nice to hear from you. What did you want to share tonight with our audience?
Well, it's really great to hear from you guys. I know you're probably not on this on a topic even related to this right now, but I'm kind of hoping maybe you and Mark might be able to assist me with something. Basically, I was a victim of a violent crime in Manatee County, and my boyfriend actually attacked me and assaulted me and tried to kill me with a knife in Manatee, and
Yikes.
Then followed me to Sarasota County to the emergency room and tried to attack me there. Now, he was tried for his case, or we were supposed to go to trial for his case. However, he accepted a plea agreement from the state for the charge out of Sarasota, which was an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. Now, my problem with this is that the state agreed to a plea with him of only 60 days. And I don't understand how that's keeping me safe at all, in any way, shape, or form. And I know you guys.
So he goes into jail for 60 days and then gets out on what, probation?
He's been in for 4.5 months. He's an ex-convict who had already spent 12 years in. He's got a violent criminal past. And he's a repeat reoffender. So they told me that they had a strong case. He was facing 10 to 15 years just for this one charge. And then I apparently accepted a plea agreement a couple days ago for only 60 days with credit for time served. And he's been locked up since the incident, which was on November 19th.
So just to clarify, so he's only been locked up just because of this incident, and they're basically saying 60-day sentence, time served, you're out?
Yeah, basically. Now, he had out-of-county warrants in Manatee for charges pending out there for the actual assault with and strangulation and battery out there.
All right. It sounds harrowing. Stand by, Melissa. We can bring him back here in moments. Not sure what we can do, but we can find out more. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Good day, your newcomer from Midas Resources, April 15th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,0790. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,44.22, $7,22.11 for a half ounce, or $3,61.05 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,44.22, $7,22.11, and $3,61.05.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up anything that you would like. Just head on over to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. You can also connect with us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm, and that's free, as are toll-free lines. Brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE.
BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items ready for shipment that can only be purchased with bitcoins. They currently have a 0% markup from Consumer Electronics, from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. Now, obviously, how can any business possibly make it with a 0% markup? Well, I'll tell you, this business is being run from an ideological standpoint. Mm-hmm. They want to propagate the idea of using bitcoins, and they'll only accept bitcoins for their much lower, I'd say. I mean, you know, there's not a huge markup on consumer electronics, but they're lower than what you're going to be able to find pretty much any place else. Go check them out. Go check out the prices at BitcoinStore.com. There's free shipping on orders over $100, and it's a $5 flat rate for those under. And you don't even need to give your name when you order from BitcoinStore.com. All you have to do is give them an address to ship the stuff to. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real world wealth. bitcoinstore.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Former co-host of ours, Melissa, is on the line from Sarasota, Florida. And, you know, it's nice to hear your voice again, Melissa. It's been years. It's unfortunate that it's under these circumstances where you're calling about a boyfriend of yours who apparently was a real bad pick. He decided to attack you and scare the hell out of you and attempt to stab you to death, apparently. Is he still your boyfriend, or is this an ex-boyfriend?
This is actually an ex-boyfriend. Well, he was my boyfriend at the time. Obviously, I'm no longer with him due to the circumstances.
So he attacks you, he attempts to kill you, then attempts to track you down at the hospital and go after you again.
He got a plea.
He takes a plea for 60 days. You thought it was going to be 10 to 15 years after a trial, but he skates out with 60 days. He's still in jail, and that was on other warrants?
Yes, that's another warrant pending in the other county that where the actual attack took place.
Okay.
And this was on the news. It was actually on the local news here in town on Thanksgiving Day. It was in the newspaper. He threatened a bloodbath, and it was kind of a big story here in Sarasota, a pretty high-profile case at the time. As I had asked them, did I need to hire my own attorney? I'm not real familiar with domestic violence cases and how this works. And at the time, the reason he's been held so long in there is because there was no bond set. He did a pretrial conference with me, and the judge determined that I was terrified for my life and that no bond should be set. Now that he's been transferred to Manatee County, there is a bond set. And those charges are even worse. And I just don't know if I actually have any recourse here as a victim, being that I don't think I can actually appeal a plea agreement.
No, I mean, you're screwed.
Yeah, I don't think you can either.
The state's plea deal process has basically screwed you over as a victim. And, Mark, you've pointed out many times.
If he took a 60-day plea in Sarasota and this happened in November, then I guess
he served his time.
His time served, and so he would be then going on to Manatee. Now, does he have warrants beyond Manatee County?
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, so in that case, if he has no warrants, then he can get a bond.
He can bond out, yeah.
Correct. And this is another concern of mine, too. I feel that the state did not handle this case to the fullest extent of the law. I felt they would prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. And I understand they weren't representing me. They're representing the state. But, in my opinion, I had threatening voicemails that came in from him while I was in the emergency room stating I was going to need every surgeon in Sarasota County. He was on his way there. He would, and they have those voicemails recorded, and I'm being informed by the prosecuting attorney that they were not admissible in court. I'm not sure if that was through the judge or if there's some Florida statute that states that, because at the time of the at the time that I received them, I didn't check my voicemail while I'm in the emergency room because I'm getting stitches, and then this transpired. So I didn't get the messages till I left the emergency room. And when I left the emergency room, I had requested a police escort because I knew he would be waiting for me in my vehicle, and he was. And he was arrested at my vehicle. And they're saying since he was handcuffed and already arrested at the time that I received the voicemail, then he was no longer an imminent threat, so therefore it was inadmissible in court, which makes no sense to me at all.
So, Melissa, here's what my recommendation for you is there's reporters at the Sarasota Herald Tribune and Bradenton, the Herald.com, there are news agencies, the Observer Group, and even the 1220 that different media groups that would love to be able to do stories on what happened there. I mean, you know, you've got this this man vowing murder and a bloodbath at Sarasota Hospital. I mean, he was a big story back in November, and then the state, I mean, this is going to look terrible for the state.
Exactly, and that's my point. I'd love to get this out in the media and get some attention on this. I don't know even if the American Civil Liberties Union or anything, if anyone.
No, they wouldn't do anything.
I think I'm sorry to say, Melissa, I think that all your government options have run out, and I hate that that's the case for you, but I think that at this point all you can do is publicize it that way,
or get the hell out of town.
The publicity is going to protect you to some extent.
Maybe. This guy sounds like a psycho, though.
Yeah, he certainly does. Yeah.
There's only so much that you can do to stop a psycho, and one of those things is to get the hell out of town. You know, don't use your old name and, you know, start a new life somewhere if you really are concerned about this guy, because it definitely sounds like the state doesn't give a damn. You know, they're not out there to protect you. They're just out there to propagate their system, and the fact is they don't make as much money off of putting these guys in jail, and they're just, it just seems so callous when this happens. I mean, you were hoping for 10 to 15 years in prison for this guy. He ends up with a swat on the hand and inevitably been thinking about you this whole time while he's been in jail. So
most people are going to come to their senses in that amount of time, and they're going to say, I don't want any more trouble. I don't want to be in jail.
Is this one of those guys? It doesn't sound like
it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I really, honestly, I don't think, I know that he could get to me even from inside the system, because he was already incarcerated for 12 years prior. So, you know, and I've explained my concerns to them. I was, you know, I've dealt with post-traumatic stress disorder due to it. It's been very rough on me the past, you know, 4.5, 5 months since the incident occurred. And, you know, as you said, I'd love to get it out there in the media. I've already contacted the reporter that originally wrote the article. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll get something going on it, maybe in tomorrow's paper. But,
it's a good idea.
You know, so I would speak with you guys, because I know this is, you know, more your line of work, and what you deal with on a regular basis is
usually all we can do is empathize with people and say how awful it is, and you know, I'm grateful that you're okay, and you know that he wasn't able to hurt you. So
yeah, I mean it's really I'm very lucky for my life right now, and as I said, I'm scared if he does bond out, but you know, I have emergency.
Get a weapon. I mean, there's, you know, there are only certain things you do. Okay, good. So, you know, have a weapon on you, know how to use it, train with it. That's one of the things you can do. Get the hell out of the area. That's always an option. Try to disconnect from, you know, whatever past you had. That's, you know, it's obviously an extreme option, but it's an option. And as you found out, you can't rely on the state to keep you safe, unfortunately. And good luck, Melissa. No. It's great to hear from you tonight.
It's great to hear from you guys, too. And I hope you guys are doing well. I listen to you all the time. Just never
awesome.
Get the chance to call in or talk. So
good to know. Thank you for the call. Good luck. Yes. Be well. And okay. Thank you for making that call tonight. That's a terrible situation.
It's frightening. I mean, it's scary. I mean, you don't know what this person's going to do when they get out. I know people, are really frightened about this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've got to say, my experience is the vast majority of people that go to prison for a violent crime want nothing to do with hurting their victim again. They just want to get out and have a better life.
This guy sounds like a psychopath, though.
Well, that's the story as it goes. I sincerely hope he's not that 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000 or whatever the number is.
He's already been in for over a decade, she said, and now he's out and he's beating a girlfriend and stabbing somebody and 855.
Totally got issues.
450 free. More coming up. Time for your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
What's next? If you're not prepared, you're not self-reliant. Join us in Texas for the Self-Reliance Expo, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Learn self-reliance skills, including food and water storage, emergency power, beekeeping, canning, and much more. Look, feel, touch, and taste at this family-friendly event. Many guest speakers, longevity information, and Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Saturday. Don't miss the Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Arlington, Texas, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at SelfRelianceExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, we fabric, engrave ink, embed
lead strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. So it looks like Eddie Free was correct with his prediction about backpack searches. Greg, who called the show earlier from Boston, has emailed. He says, watching the news on TV, now the report just told people that, quote, if they are taking the T subway, expect your backpacks to be searched, unquote. Here we go, frowny face. He says, I'm too emotionally drained from the whole thing to even explain to my friends why, despite how scary and upsetting this is, we shouldn't fork over our civil rights. And that's exactly what they're going to demand of you. And expect to see more of these random searches, or in this case, maybe just wholesale searches. If you've got a backpack, some sort of a bag, maybe a lady's purse, then expect some bureaucrat to be pawing through it. If you live in Boston or any other major city, because remember, this one incident can be used by bureaucrats everywhere to effect a greater clampdown upon your freedom. And you can expect that it will, because that's what they do. Now, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. You can bring up anything that you would like. I did say there was another explosion story. There were several bombings in Iraq today, and there was, of course, was the Boston story. But also, there's an explosion that consumed the life of just one man, and it was his own life that he took. A 52-year-old man blew himself up on his front lawn in Orange County, Costa Mesa, CBSLA.com. With the story, the incident began Sunday evening when Costa Mesa police officers responded to a residence in the 3100 block of Bermuda Drive after receiving a call from neighbors about a man laying in his front yard. The unidentified man refused officers' help, who then left the scene. At 7:44, authorities received a second call from the same address regarding an explosion. We were in the house and we heard the explosion, said Lori, a neighbor. We always hear fireworks or whatever. and didn't think much of it until the cops showed up. It was unclear if the man committed suicide or if the explosion was accidental. Neighbors say the victim had a very strong dislike for the government. Neighbor George Lampert said he had a little newsletter that he would put out in front of his house. Kind of an anti-government type thing, said the neighbor. Authorities have obtained a search warrant for the property and have found at least three additional explosive devices resembling pipe bombs in or near the home. More than a dozen surrounding residences have been evacuated as a precaution. The explosion is being investigated by the Orange County Bomb Squad, the Huntington Beach Hazmat Team, the FBI, and the Costa Mesa Police Department. No further details have been released. That's kind of an interesting aside that in Rich Paul's case up here in Keene, our friend who was on the show last week to talk about how they're going after him for selling cannabis, and he's looking at 81 years in prison, is going to trial tomorrow morning. The FBI agent who tried to get Rich Paul to turn against the activist community here and wear a wire and attempt to get people to sell him drugs so those people could then be used to turn informant on other people and, you know, ostensibly to track down someone who, you know, is plotting violence, because this guy's a bomb expert. The FBI guy that's been dealing with the Rich Paul case is a bomb guy. He's not a drug guy. He's a bomb agent. And so he's going to be at this trial tomorrow testifying. He's been spending his time investigating this peaceful community of activists here, and you got people setting off real bombs in Boston. I'm not saying had this guy not been working on the Rich Paul case that the Boston thing wouldn't have happened, but he sure could be down there, you know, doing some kind of investigation.
It's a funny little allocation of resources, yeah. Right?
But he could be doing some investigating of actual bomb explosions rather than going after some guy who sold some cannabis to other adults. So anyway, back to this dude in California, the guy that allegedly blew himself up in his front yard. Could have been an accident, certainly. I mean, if you're going to be mixing pipe bombs together and setting them off and, you know, learning how to build bombs, that's going to take, you know, as you learn to build bombs, you have to build the bombs and then try to set them off, and things can go wrong.
You know, they can go very wrong
when you're dealing with explosives. But I thought it was interesting that they brought up the dude was anti-government. He had a newsletter that he was distributing at his home. And I just feel like this could have been prevented. Let's presume it was a suicide, that this could have been prevented. And it could have been prevented by somebody who doesn't like the government finding out about the Free State Project and making the move the hell out of California, what, the 49th worst state to live in, the 49th least free of
what's
all?
Number one? New York?
New York. Am I remembering that correctly? It is New York.
California. It's New York, definitely. I don't know where California's at, but
California's 49. I'm sure of that. It was one or the other. And get the hell out of these worst places, these most government, most pro-government places, the biggest, most oppressive states, and move to a place where you can be around other people who love freedom. I was talking with Brian Wilson, from our former program director of a current affiliate, WSPD in Toledo. He's now doing the Libertas Media Project at libertasmediaproject.com. He's got his own podcast. And I was talking about it. One of the things amongst the larger FSP, Free State Project discussion, was how I found hope again after moving here. I mean, I was the kind of guy who at some point might have snapped.
I was angry as I could be, too. And I can't say that I'm not angry still when I see these things going on. But I can see a light at the end of the tunnel here from, living in New Hampshire. And I don't see a reason for the violence any longer, that there are ways to do this more effectively. And I get why people in these circumstances are just frustrated as they can possibly be. And resort to these kind of things. I absolutely do. But if you're going to resort to one of those things, isn't life in New Hampshire better than that?
Being a little bit cold,
yeah,
you mean?
I
would say it is. I'd say it's a lot better to be around other people who share your values, to be around other people who understand what, you know, that government is, as we know it today, it's force, that it's violence being used, or the threat thereof being used on peaceful people. And turns out that when you get together with other people like that, new activism becomes possible that has never been possible before. And that results in more people being excited about what you're doing, and then they're coming here too. And so we've got over 14,000 people that have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 1,100 of them are already here. So we're only about just over 5% of the way to our total mover goal. We have to hit 20,000 members first before the actual official move begins. So everyone, if you move to New Hampshire tomorrow, you're still an early mover. Even though we've been here since 2006, we're early movers. We're certainly earlier movers. But until that number reaches 20,000 participants, everybody who moves before that point is still an early mover. I reiterate that to make the point that we're just barely getting started. And already Free State Project participants are getting elected. They're putting forth legislation that is actually changing things for the better, like, for instance, jury nullification. Is there anywhere else in the United States that actually has a law enshrining the right to jury nullification? I don't think so.
And there are little pieces of freedom-oriented legislation that get passed around the country. I saw one state is going to be taking gold and silver as currency or something like that here. And that's kind of cool. But New Hampshire's already starting out as the freest state in the union. It's been rated by the Mercatus Center in the number one position twice, and then two and four, and the expectation is in the next one it's going to be number one again. So, I mean, it's one, number one three out of the last five times, and I have, I have no doubt that we're going to continue to stay in that top five to number one position.
Let's go to Chief on the line in Indy, listening to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Chief.
Hey, I've been thinking about something for the past few hours. It just dawned on me, is it a possibility that the bombings in the Boston Marathon were carried out by the threat by the fat boy over there in North Korea?
You think it was a North Korean bomb? Well, that's an interesting theory.
No. Well, think about it. He did threaten us, and guess what happened? Did he threaten us with, I'm going to drop a bomb on you? Did he threaten us with, I'm going to attack you? Depending on his threat. I really do believe that he was behind it.
Well, it's certainly an original idea. I mean, most people
it's not that original. I mean, the guy threatened to bomb the United States a couple of weeks ago. I think
sure. And I guess what Greg's saying is maybe people presumed that would be a kind of a
I think it's an interesting
surface
theory.
To air missile or something, or surface to surface. What do you call that? Ground to ground missile.
ICBM.
People were saying that April 11th was a landmark date for him, and April 15th was like his grandfather's birthday or something.
Well, why wouldn't he brag about it? I mean, if it was Kim Jong-un who had done the bombing, why wouldn't he brag about it?
Well, maybe he's gonna. I don't know. Maybe he did it this way to say, no, it wasn't me. Maybe he hired Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda's going to take 100% to disconnect him. But maybe it's one of those things. It's like the mafia. They know they did it, but they can't prove it. Something like that.
Thanks for the call, Chief. Appreciate hearing from you. By the way, you can get more of Julia on her show, which is Puke in the Gang. She's a gangster, and it's a good show. You should check it out. And you can do that for free over at PukeAndTheGang.com. They smoked a hookah on the air, apparently, this last week. So.
Yes, someone gave it to us.
Fun.
A hookah?
Yeah.
Somebody gives us hookahs. More coming up tomorrow. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.